on radio, online, and on the ABC Listen app.
You're with Selena Green on this Thursday. It's 11 minutes past nine. Well, we know our men sheds are always busy. To find out what they've been busy doing, Peter Hennis from the Mount Gambier Men Shed joins me in the studio. Hi, Peter. Good to see you again.
Good morning, Selena. Good morning, listeners.
We've got a lot of sheds to get through today, so let's kick off with your own shed with Mount Gambier. Now, what's going on with the garden beds? Because I understand you've been inundated with orders.
Well, we put them on our website, on our Facebook page, to say that we would be building these raised garden beds, and when I first put this information together, we were in excess of 50 sheds, 50 garden beds.
Mm.
Well, we've actually had to close them off of the Facebook page because we're well over 100 now.
Oh.
So it was starting to get a little bit out of hand, and we've had to pull the pin on it, just keep going. But thank you to everybody out there that's wanted to get raised garden beds.
Yeah, everyone's growing at home and they all need garden beds. Oh,
yeah.
Dear.
So on top of that, we had 15 park benches, but that's at least dropped back down to about 7 now. Mm. So that's starting to catch up a little bit. But the fellas have been so flat out there. It's incredible.
Right.
And they're enjoying it, those that are doing it. And as a result of that, the shed itself put on a barbecue lunch for the members last week as a thing to say thank you very much for all the work that you're doing. Mm. So, it's been fantastic for the last 2 or 3 months. We've been just flat out. Yeah.
Which is great to hear.
On the 14th of July, we're also the members. Every month we try and have somewhere to go out for a meal and take the wives out. It's just a gesture that we do. And on the 14th, we're going out and having Chinese dinner at one of the local restaurants.
Very
so that'll
nice.
Be good for a change as well.
Yeah, and I guess that sort of highlights it's very much a social activity and as much as it is about making things.
Yeah, it is.
Let's head down to the coast to Port Mac, where they've been busy making some outdoor settings
They've been doing the outdoor settings as well. It seems to be a big thing that's going around a lot of the sheds at the moment, especially in the southeast. And they've also been making a marine ply sign for their shed. It's one of these routed ones that you put out on the open road and so forth so people can find them where they are. And I was talking to Peter Whitehead down there the other day, and he said they're repairing a turnstile for the RSL down there. And he said, well, I've been there a long time. He said, and I never even knew it was there. So they're apparently repairing that and getting it up and going. And on top of that, coming up to the fishing season down at Port Macdonald, so they're starting to ramp up for their toggles and bait boxes as well, getting them ready as well.
Well, that'll keep them busy. Let's head off to Millicent. Now, there was an expo in Millicent recently that the men's shed was a part of.
Yeah, they were part of the Millicent Expo. It was at the Civic and Arts Centre, and this is for basically for new residents in the area to showcase what the community's got, as in sporting groups and support organisations and so forth. They had in excess of 100 people attend and learn some of the activities that were going on. The shed drew many inquiries, and out of those inquiries, they've got about 8 or 9 people that have come into the shed, and hopefully get a few more coming up later on. The expo is going to, at this stage, hopefully be a yearly thing that they have. It also showcases the AMSA movement, which is the Australian Men's Shed Association movement, so it's all good for men's sheds in that respect.
Great, fantastic. All right, back along the coast, let's head to Kingston, and they've got a new DFIB.
They have. Earlier I mentioned that they had received a grant. They've now purchased a defibrillator and a tagger. A tagger is what you use when you're using electrical products in workplace situations to say that they have been tested and they're safe. So they've now got their own tagger down there. And the one that interests me the most was they're building 3 clocks. And you'd think, well, 3 clocks, okay. Yeah, no worries. These are wall clocks. But they're in the shape of the steering wheel of ships.
Oh.
And I would love to see one of them when they're finished.
They would be pretty fantastic. Mm. Let's go to Narracourt, Peter, and they've got some grants, well, some grants to do some upgrades to their shed as well.
Yeah, the 141 and Stanlike Stone up in Narracourt have given them a grant up there for the installation of solar panels on their shed roof. So they're looking forward to doing that. And last week they had an open day down there with many people venturing through to, you know, just show interest in what they're doing down there.
Fantastic. And the Bordertown Men's Shed, they've got a grant too.
They have. Mr. Tony Passon, the local MP, was there recently and announced a grant for $12,000 for the shed up there. And this is for new saw bench and table. And so these are the, this is the type of saw bench that if you stick your finger in there, apparently you won't cut it.
Right.
They stop that quick.
Wow.
They do damage a lot of, we have them at work where I am, and I did see one gentleman out there put his put a piece of wet particle board through, and it thought it was a finger. And it jammed the whole saw up. It cost them a couple of $1,000s to repair it.
Whoa.
They are absolutely brilliant, but they are expensive.
Yeah, right. But, you know, if it saves someone losing a finger.
If it saves a finger, that's worth it.
Yeah.
And early in July, the shed are trialling opening on Monday as well and Saturday mornings. Monday all day and Saturday morning. This is in conjunction with their Tuesdays and Thursdays because they've been getting a fair few things going on up there lately.
Great to hear. We've got Peter Hennis in the studio this morning. Peter is a publicity officer with the Mount Gambier Men's Shed. We get him in regularly to do a bit of a whip around of our local men's sheds and find out what they've been up to project-wise. What about Panola?
Panola making bits and pieces for a market that they're going to have up there later in the year. I'll get more details of that later on, but they're sort of starting to ramp up to get a few things up there. 141 have also asked them to make some special boxes. These apparently are for the eradication of the Cyrex wasp. How they work, I'm not sure, but apparently they get four or five of these boxes together. They must put some sort of bait in there. The wasps go in there, they're trapped, and that's how it all works. But I have a little bit of, or next to none, in relation to Cyrex wasp.
No, I can't help you either there,
no.
Peter.
And they've also purchased a brand new bandsaw up there.
Great. Now, it looks like the Keith Shed, quite a few of their members have flown the coop for warmer climates.
The annual weather comes in and a few of their members go north every year. It's a thing that they have. As a result, the coffee time is extended. The knockoff time's been brought forward a little bit. And you know, with the chills around and a few ills and so forth, production of the garden beds have dropped off, and the slat seats that they were making up there, they're dropped off as well. But what the members do is they're keeping up with the three R's: repairing, restoring and recycling. And this involves just getting in, having a bit of a chat. And, you know, that's about all they're doing. They're sort of, I think they've only got about three or four members that turn up each week.
Right. Well, it is that time of the year, so everyone will come back when it gets a bit warmer down this way. Peter, let's go over the border to our Western Victorian sheds. What about Coleraine?
Coleraine, with the COVID breakdown, lockdown over there, it's really put the cat amongst the pigeons with the Victorians. They don't know whether they're starting or stopping or where they're going. So at the moment, their day usually involves going in around about 9 o'clock, talking till about 9:30. Then they say, oh, we might have a coffee and solve the world problems. by 9:30, 9:45, one of the local ladies turns up with a scone or cakes or whatever for them to have. So they'll have morning tea. By 11 o'clock, they think, oh, we might do some work today. 12 o'clock, time to go home, so that's it for their day, you know. So, I mean, that's exactly how this gentleman over there talked about it the other day, and I'm the same as you. I burst out laughing.
Oh,
I said, I've got to report that.
Good on them, good on them. Now, Haywood's got an opening day for their extensions coming up.
Yeah, they've been doing extensions for the last 6 or 8 months, 12 months, whatever, for their shed, and it's also their 10th anniversary, so They've having a little bit of a get together over there. Unfortunately, because of COVID, once again, it's starting at 10 o'clock, but they're only allowed to have five people from five sheds attend. So there's and it's by invitation only.
Right.
And in the meantime, the fellas over there have been flat out trying to put the finishing touches to this extension that they've got.
And Casterton's had a meeting, a bit of a viewing, and looking to get some more members as well.
Yeah, Casterton actually have done very well, because when I spoke to you last time, they were actually down to one or two members, and they'd were talking about having a meeting, which they had on the 26th of last month, and they had a bit of a viewing of the shed, and had probably about 20 or 30 people turn up there, and had about 20 men go through. Out of that, they got eight new members and one associate member. On the 9th of June, they had their first meeting and a committee was elected over there. And as of last week, the Casterton shed is now open again.
That is fantastic news for them.
It's fantastic for them over there.
Yeah, great news to hear. Peter, it's always great to have you in the studio. It's always fascinating to know all of those different activities our men's sheds are involved in. If anyone's interested in joining their local men's shed, give them a call. I'm sure they'll be happy to hear from him.
I'm sure they would be. Thanks, Selena. Thanks, listeners. We'll catch you next couple of months.
Peter Hennis there from the Mount Gambier Men's Shed. It's 23 minutes.